Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Got ourselves an EMOM. For anyone unfamiliar with that protocol or term, EMOM stands for every minute on the minute. And all that means is after your warm-up, you start the clock, and there is work, specific work, assigned to each minute, and you just execute the work in the appropriate minute, and you do not advance to the next block of work until that minute pops up on the clock. So let's talk about what that means. So today's EMOM is going to happen for 24 minutes. And minute one is wall walks. Minute two is sit-ups, ab mat or not. Minute three is biking calories on the air bike. And minute four is rest. Minute four is everyone's favorite. So let's say 3, 2, 1, go, the clock begins. Minute one is wall walks. What you're going to do at each station, or each minute, I should say, you're just going to work for 40 seconds. So in that first minute, for 40 seconds, you accumulate as many wall walks as you can. Note how many you get. Rest the remaining 20 seconds of that minute. You don't start the sit-ups yet until minute two begins. When minute two begins, for 40 seconds, you do as many sit-ups as you can. Rest the remaining 20 seconds. In minute three, you hop on the bike, you accumulate calories for 40 seconds on the bike, you rest 20 seconds. In minute four, you rest the entire time. Then when the next minute pops up, you're back to wall walks, and you will cycle through this 6 times because it's, you know, 4 separate minutes of work over a 24-minute period. This, to some degree, is a choose-your-own-adventure day. 40 minutes on the air bike is a nice moderate time to pedal, or if you hammer the air bike, 40 seconds is a long time, and you can totally change the nature and the course of this workout. It's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure, or shooter's choice kind of a day. So whether this is a low, moderate, or high-intensity day is largely determined by what you do on the air bike and how you feel going into today's training. And if you don't have a, you know, bike, then you can row. And if you don't have a rower, you can do the limited equipment option. But we've got videos showing the wall walk as well as the ab mat sit-up. But like I said, you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. Super Fitness Robot scores for this would be 4 wall walks or more per 40 seconds, 20 sit-ups or more in the 40 seconds, and then, ready, in the 40 seconds getting 20 calories for men or 15 for women. That would be like a Rogue Echo Bike, Salt Bike kind of a number, and that would change a bit for a Concept 2 air bike or a Schwinn air dime. More likely, 2 wall walks per 40 seconds, 10 to 15 sit-ups, and then 12 calories for men, 9 calories for women. Scaled option, still a 24-minute EMOM, but instead of the wall walks, you're going to do for 40 seconds shoulder press at 50% of your 1 rep max, minute 2 sit-ups, minute 3 calories in the air bike, minute 4 rest. We've got a video showing the shoulder press. Limited equipment option, wall walks, good to go. Sit-ups, good to go. The only issue is, since there's no air bike, what we're going to do is during minute 3, ready for it? You get to do a 200-meter run. 100 meters out, 100 meters back. Awesome. Or you could do 40 seconds of 10-meter shuttle sprints. So block out 10 meters and you go down and back as many times as you can in 40 seconds. And just note how many reps or shuttle sprints you get. No equipment workout. I'm going to assume they don't have a wall. If they do, then they can do the exact same workout as the limited equipment option. But if not, their workout is precisely the same as the limited equipment crew, except instead in minute one of doing wall walks, for minute number one, they will do 40 seconds of push-ups. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. The first is an either or, so don't do both, just pick one, and it's for overhead strength. Either strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, or overhead carry. The overhead carry, you mark out 100 feet, you lock out a barbell overhead, appropriately loaded, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells, and you march 100 feet with that object locked out overhead rest a couple minutes, do it a second time, rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. Both are great movements. I would choose the one, if you can do both safely, that's most outside of your wheelhouse. And then the other part is 200 double unders in as few sets as possible, or if you don't have dubs yet, 5 minutes of practice. We've got a video showing the double under. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, the cobra stretch, and the chest and pecs, hands behind, all of which are accompanied by videos. Everybody loves an imam. Hope you enjoyed today's, and I hope you made a smart decision with the effort level on the bike.